I want to catch up a little bit and see what's going on in the epic Randy Fine quote unquote fat Jew versus Dan Bilzerian neo-Nazi saga. Apparently TMZ is really covering this back and forth, because now Randy Fine is clapping back. Let's see. The context is that Dan Bilzerian, who's running for office, is a neo-Nazi, and he called Randy Fine a fat Jew, which is technically true, but is also anti-Semitic. And Dan Bilzerian is an anti-Semite and a Nazi. So, you know. Didn't he say the N-word? Oh yeah, he also said the N-word while talking to TMZ, which was extremely funny. Is there any third option? Nope, you have to choose between a Nazi and a Nazi.
So, what do you think about what Dan Bilzerian said? He called you a fat Jew.
Well, look, thanks for having me. I've had
This
people.
is the American DC equivalent of Azov neo-Nazis fighting off against Duganist neo-Nazis from Russia. You know? It's like it's the two people with exactly the same ideology, separated only by a very thin, like, ethnic distinction, charging into each other. He is fat. He is fat. You have to give Dan Bilzerian that. Randy Fine is, in fact, fat.
People call me names my entire life. It doesn't bother me. I think it's part of the territory, unfortunately, of being Jewish in America. But perhaps, Harvey, to try to explain where you were coming from, when you refer to me or someone that way, it's not being stated to make a statement of fact. It's being stated as a slur. He's making that statement, not that I'm a Jew because it's factual. He's making that statement because he views that as some sort of negative thing. Now, I'd never heard of this guy before until a couple of days ago, but having watched.
Nobody thinks more negatively about Jewish people than Zionists do. Every time a Zionist is given a microphone, the first thing they say is that slaughter and ethnic conquest and genocide and ethnostates are just in Jewish blood. And I disagree, but you know.
Your interview, it's clear that he simply doesn't like Jews. In America, you're allowed to do that. I don't think it's going to work out to become a congressman having that perspective.
And I went and looked up some of the things that you've been quoted as saying, and I gotta say, Dan Bilzerian's right. I mean.
You are. Thank you, TMZ, for really, really. They're really, yeah, holding politicians to account the way no one else will. It's American politics, man.
You, unless you want to say these were incorrect, but we need more Islamophobia, not less. Fear of Islam is rational.
Mass expulsion. Muslim leaders are terrorists.
TMZ is unironically doing better anti-Zionist reporting right now than any Western outlet I have seen.
Starve away, advocating nuclear action.
I'd imagine that when President Trump said that there was going to be an entire civilization wiped out, based on this, I would say you were cheering that.
Well, look, I think you've taken a lot of different things and you've smushed them together. I don't know that you've provided the context for any of them. What I would say is this. Unlike Dan Bilzerian, I guess, who's talking about Jews as though they're all negative, I don't believe that all Muslims are bad. I think.
You said Islamophobia is rational. You have, like, explicitly said that, like, very unambiguously. You do not dog whistle.
Many are good. I think the difference is that also doesn't mean that I think that no Muslims are bad. And if you look at what's happened since the conflict with Iran began, five American Muslims.
You know, Adolf Hitler could say this. Wasn't there one, like, special Jew that Adolf Hitler pardoned as an honorary Aryan because he was fond of him when he was a kid? What was their relation? There was one guy who was Jewish and Hitler was like, "Eh, you're fine." Who was that? His old school teacher? His childhood doctor, or yeah, his mother's doctor. It was a doctor he knew, like, younger and like, yeah. So technically, that's the doctor who treated his sick mother for free. Gotcha. It was a Jewish doctor, yeah.
In four states, launched four separate terrorist attacks because they believed they were acting in accordance with their faith. When it's one, it's two, it's three.
As opposed to Jewish Zionists who never commit acts of violence and then say that it's because of their faith.
You can sort of excuse it, but when it's been so many that we've seen over the past 25 years, some fear of this philosophy is a reasonable thing to have. And my issue is there are those.
Islamophobia is bigotry against Muslim people, not against some nebulous Islamic ideology.
those who say because not every American Muslim is a terrorist, we're not allowed to say that any are a terrorist.
Well, no, but that's you're opening the door to someone like Dan Bilzerian saying...
Yeah, because then you could say that anti-Semitism is valid, but you don't think all Jews are bad, just that... no, it's ridiculous. Come on, hold him to account.
That he's had a bad experience with five Jews, and so therefore... All the Jews are bad. Right. They're all fat Jews.
But I would clarify. I'm not saying all Muslims are bad. And by the way, he is saying all Jews are bad. By the way, every group has bad apples in it. That doesn't mean that the entire group is bad.
No, that's true. Of course. But I want to point to something. Every group is bad.
There's no group that's perfect.
But I want to point to.
Isn't it cool how Democrats are so subservient to Israel that they don't even attack Randy Fine? Like, it's not a joke. Randy Fine is so odious. He's so obviously evil that you'd think he'd be a fucking lightning rod for Democratic attacks. Like, it'd be easy as fuck for them. Like, every day you could wake up and be like, oh, the Republican Party contains Randy Fine. Easy, you know? But they don't. Because then AIPAC would say, well, don't you think that, you know, oh, you don't think Zionism is good? And then they would fall back in line.
Something. Because sure. This, to me, may be one of the most troublesome.
Said earlier this year.
Asked, dogs are Muslims? You were asked,
and he's fat, and I'm not going to say the BMI of the senator. I don't know why I did Trump voice for a Kanye bit. He was a fat senator.
So you were asked about that, and you said if they force us to choose, the choice between dogs and Muslims is not a difficult one. Mm-hmm. How is that not painting an entire group? Because that's not the same as four or five people.
This is what I mean when I say Zionists or Nazis, if Nazis were more effective today. Because, like, tell me that Randy Fine isn't a Nazi. He can just say this. He's a senator and he can just say it. Like, what, are you fucking kidding me? Are there any Nazis in government? Find me a single U.S. senator who can say this about Jews. Exactly. But you can say it about Muslims, you know? The difference between Dan Bilzerian and Randy Fine is that one of them is a more effective agent of the same ideology.
Or a lot of people, that's saying Muslims and to be clear, are worse I mean than fine. Dogs.
That's not what it says. And again, I think you need to provide the context. I'll provide the context.
Okay.
One of Mayor Mamdani's key advisors, Muslim advisors in New York, said dogs are not clean. They should be banned as indoor pets because Muslims coming to New York believe they violate their religion. Finally, Islam is coming to New York City. My point was a very clear one. If you're going...
Yeah, just a random lunatic saying something nobody believes in, and your response was that dogs are better than Muslims. Better a dog into your house than a Muslim. That's what you said. That's not true. It is true that in many Muslim cultures, they believe dogs are unclean, but my answer to that is, like, I don't give a shit. If you're in America, like, I don't know, Americanize. I'm like a hardliner on this one, I guess. If you live in America, the dog does, in fact, get to walk on the table while you're eating. Sorry, that's just life over here. But, like... I don't really think that gets to mean you don't then get the... I have two American values, okay? Dogs get to sit on the couch and multiculturalism.
To make me choose between my dog and people who want to come to this country and say for them to live here, we must ban dogs? The choice is an easy one, and I would put this back on you. I believe that's a view that 90% of Americans agree. Do you believe if immigrants want to come to this country and they don't want dogs, would you all give up your own dogs
but
in order to make them happy?
You didn't say immigrants. You said right. Muslims. There are plenty of United States citizens who are Muslims.
I understand, and I believe the person who made the statement saying dogs are unclean. So, immigrants or not, do you believe if a group of American Muslims says in order to live in this country, you...
This is the tweet he's talking about, obviously a joke. I mean, whether or not it's a joke has nothing to do with the fact that a senator responded to a tweet with, like, I think that Muslims are dirtier than dogs. Like, I don't know. Like, he said... Nothing preceding that justifies the statement. Literally nothing. So whether or not it's a joke is immaterial. There's no one's banning dogs in America. You know? None. Rep Randy Fine. Wait, am I mixing Randy Fine up in my head? Am I thinking he's a senator, but he's a representative? Am I, like, completely fucked? He is a rep. I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought senator. My bad. Every time I said senator, he's a rep. My bad. I don't know why I mixed him up. I must be thinking of... I think I'm thinking of the senator, the Republican senator who fucking LARPed as an IDF officer. Yeah. He was in the Florida Senate before. Maybe that's why I mixed it up. Yeah. Okay, my bad. Yeah. Vosh lied, people died. Yeah.
must give up your dog because they believe it is unholy.
Also, a phenomenal demonstration of the whole liberal fascism thing where Randy Fine, who is a fucking Nazi, is asked questions. He's like, no, I wasn't being bigoted. Some of them are good. Like, even the most ardent bigots have to walk it back and pretend that they believe in meritocracy when given the chance.
I said, no, they can leave. Look, I'm Jewish. But I don't expect the grocery store to not sell pork. When my kids take matzah to school for Passover, we don't expect the school cafeteria to not serve bread to the students that go there. America is a Christian nation. I'm Jewish.
Siri, how did Christians feel about Jews for most of Christendom? Siri, you want to defend that position? Siri, Grok, Alexa.
I love being here. I love living here. But that's the way it is. And my point is there are groups of people who are coming to this country that demand that we submit to their faith in order for them to practice it. And I stand by what I said.
If I have to choose
between my dog and a group of people who say I can't have it, it is not a difficult choice. And I would point out the overwhelming majority of Americans agree with
that.
Sorry, Vosh, I'm not touching it. Jewish supremacists invoking like the false idea that America is a Christian nation is insane for so many reasons, just one of which is the fact that for like 99% of the history of Christendom, Christians have been insanely anti-Semitic. Like, again, he's the pro-bigotry one, not me. I'm only pointing out the term Judeo-Christian is a largely modern one invented by right-wing hacks in an effort to unify the right kind of Abrahamic religions against the wrong kind. It was a Cold War construction. And it's only something that can exist in a post like Vatican II decision, okay? For fucking 1950 years, Christians blamed Jews for the death of Christ. The idea that, like, there's some kind of historical unity between Christians and Jews is ridiculous. But Randy, I don't even know if Randy Fine's a practicing Jew. I don't even know. So many of them are secular.
Well, where's the movement to ban dogs? I haven't heard Mandami say that.
Mandami has said, and you're pointing to one person in New York who said this.
Great question. That's a very fair question. This is this one person who, by the way, is a major leader in New York. But there are other leaders in New York, and I could regale you for an hour with quotes about imams in mosques who've said the most unbelievable things. But in places...
Okay, I can find you rabbis who have said the most unbelievable things. What's your point? I mean, the difference is that the rabbis seem to control public policy in America and Israel, and the imams do not. I can't remember the last time an imam has directed the political flow here in America, or in Israel, for that matter. But rabbis do seem to get along quite well with the rabid Zionists that have seemingly complete control over American Israeli policy.
That are a few years ahead of us, like the United Kingdom, they are making moves to ban dogs as a result of this.
No, they're not.
This is not outside the mainstream. But look, to get back...
Yes, it is.
...back to Blazerian, I don't...
That is such a British, like, pensioner thing to believe. They're banning dogs! Do you agree with Keir Starmer's newest proposal that in order to accede to the cultural preferences of Pakistani immigrants and Muslim law... and Sharia law, that all dogs will be banned? Like and retweet this post if you think that's nonsense.
How long we have? I would simply say this. You ask about, you know, him as an opponent. A guy who's a foreigner, he's a dual citizen, who has said Donald Trump is a pedophile rapist and should be impeached. That is not a serious candidate.
That's what you're going to draw the line on? Hello, I'm Randy Fine. My top two positions are subservience to Israel, and I think that pedophilia is good. Okay.
In a Republican primary where Donald Trump got over 90%. So he's not a serious candidate. We're not going to spend a lot of time worrying about him because he's running in a Republican primary.
It's crazy that of all the things he would bring up to dismiss Dan Bilzerian, it's the fact that it's the very popular position that Donald Trump is a pedophile and not the Nazism, because Randy Fine agrees with the Nazism.
And frankly, Republicans love Donald Trump.
What's the problem with a dual citizen running for office?
It was odd that the first thing you said was that
dual citizen
immigrant.
That's a great question. Most Americans don't believe dual citizens should be able to serve in Congress. If you're a citizen of another nation, where you've pledged an...
Randy Fine is not technically a dual citizen. He's just one in spirit, you know.
Oath to that other country, how can you serve in Congress and live up to your obligation to serve the United States?
By taking an oath.
By the way, he served in the U.S. military, so he took an oath to serve in the U.S. military, right?
My understanding is he's taken an oath to protect and defend another country. I just don't believe...
Should he have been in the military?
Been in what?
Should he have been in the U.S. military?
In the military, because he was. He served for 4 years.
I mean, I don't have a problem with people who serve in the military.
Well, if you don't have a problem with somebody risking their life for the sake of the country, why would you have a problem with a loyalty oath if they're fighting for their lives for the country?
I think you're conflating a couple of things.
No, I'm not.
My point is very simple.
I'm not conflating anything.
If you are a citizen of a foreign nation, and by the way, I filed this bill 6 months ago, long before I'd ever heard of this guy. I don't believe that people who are citizens of another country should serve in Congress.
But I just
I think that's a fairly mainstream view.
He was willing to risk his life and take an oath to support and defend our country.
It is kind of funny that TMZ, like Dan Bilzerian was unironically more forthcoming with TMZ than Randy Fine has been.
If he's willing to do that, you don't think that's enough? Because a lot of people who run, were you in the military? I'm just curious.
I was not, but I've never taken an oath to support and defend another country and then ask to serve in Congress as a result. Look, I serve with lots of veterans. I'm in awe of the service that they give their country. This has nothing to do with military service, but I simply believe that people who've sworn an oath to put the interests of another country above America should not be in Congress. It's not about him. This is a bill that I filed 6 months ago. And by the way, it's something that's been overwhelmingly positive with the people that I serve. Americans generally do not believe people that are citizens of other countries should serve in the American government.
But they should serve in the military.
Okay. Well, I don't really care about the military service part, in my opinion, but, you know, whatever. How do you think this guy feels about U.S. citizens who serve in the IDF? Randy Fine has said he doesn't want anyone with dual citizenship running for Congress. Like, that's the bill that he's proposed. It doesn't really matter because, like, being an Israeli citizen doesn't really change whether or not you, as a U.S. rep, are servile to Israel. The answer is you are no matter what. Like, clearly, being a citizen of Israel isn't a defining characteristic in your loyalty to Israel. They're all loyal to Israel. It doesn't really matter whether or not they're Jewish or, you know, Israeli citizens or whatever. Why is TMZ better asking follow-up questions than most esteemed media orgs? Because the TMZ people, by virtue of being largely like a comedy and celebrity outlet, probably don't have the same pressures coming from their higher-ups telling them to be subservient to Israel. Vasha did a full push-up today. Nice. Does he think being a citizen to a country means pledging undying loyalty to it? It does. When you take a citizenship oath to another country, one you're not born into, usually there is a loyalty oath. Yeah, that is part of the process.